Today's word is from the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 33. The title is, It is God who justifies. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. In the book of Romans, Apostle Paul repeats important teaching, and it is also repeated in chapter 8. He is asking us, who can condemn you? Isn't it God who justifies? If so, then that's the end of the story. In other words, if God judges, then no further discussion is needed. Apostle Paul repeats this again and again. This is God's strategy when dealing with its soul. This should become clear before anything else. That is to know that our position has already shifted from the position of sinners to that of righteous ones. When we go through a process of sanctification, it is important from which angle we are looking at our sinful nature, whether from bottom to top or vice versa. It refers to our position when we deal with our sin. Even though we hear the condemning voice of Satan from below, we should ignore it. Romans chapter 8, verse 38, verse 39, it says, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Apostle Paul had conviction and firm faith that nothing can separate us from the love of God. He was trying to say, Do you know that you are now in the position of righteousness? Do you know that you are now cleansed? He is saying that we should clearly remember this. Only then will we bear fruit. The way for us to bear fruit is to unite with Christ. In John chapter 15, it says that we can bear abundant fruit if we remain in Jesus and He in us. There is a mini race for toddlers. Mothers are at the finishing line, and the toddlers, they crawl toward their mothers. But then there are distractions along the way, such as candies and toys. In the beginning, they race well looking at their mothers, but soon they are distracted and stop crawling. Some end up playing with the toys, and others eat the candies. The mothers, they would try to bring their toddlers' attention back and say, Look here, look at me. Then toddlers will turn to their mother and begin to crawl again. Likewise, we also encounter many distractions that keep us from looking to God. Apostle Paul is questioning us what those distractions are. In the scripture we read, there was a mention of death. And Paul is saying that even death cannot separate us from the love of God. Even if this world ends, we will not be separated. However, Satan always shoots the arrows of death, and we may fear of them. But then we should know that we can always look to God. Also, there was a mention of an angel. Galatians chapter 1 says that even if an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than what Apostle Paul preached, angels will be under God's curse. If they add conditions between God and I, then they will be under God's curse. Because if there are conditions to receiving God's grace, then we will only look to the conditions, not to God's love. Apostle Paul also mentioned present and future. Satan will say, if you keep on living like that, your future is doomed. By saying so, he will cause you to worry by mentioning future that hasn't even come yet. But Paul is saying that neither the present nor the future will separate us from the love of God. What was mentioned next is depth. It seems that philosophical knowledge has depth. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says that every thought is taken captive and made to be obedient to Christ. It means that no matter how profound knowledge it may seem, it cannot get in the way between God and us. Lastly, it was mentioned, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Apart from God, everything else is His creation. Apostle Paul is making it clear that there is no such existence that keeps us away from God. We may lose grace and become dry as we walk this path of faith. Then there must be something blocking us from coming to God. It could be our sin or a lawful element that is from Satan. What is Paul trying to say to us? He is saying to look to the power of God and His love. There is nothing in this world that can separate us from God's love. If we are in need of His grace, we should remember that we can lay everything down and turn to God's love. Let us pray. Dear loving Father God, we thank You for Your love. We came to learn about Apostle Paul's conviction that nothing can separate us from Your love. May You help us to look to Your love only, no matter what difficulties or trials we may face in this world. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.